I'm John Betzer, spending a moment talking to a co-author of a new book, For the Sun After Long Nights, Poetry. Iran Values Poetry. The story of Iran's women-led uprising since September of 2022, when a young woman, whom is affectionately now called Gina, was murdered by the police, by the authorities, for her hair. How did we get here? Where does this come from, this brutality towards young women in the streets of Tehran? Nilu, we need to start somewhere, so I say Mohammad Mossadegh, the prime minister for a few years in the early 1950s, looking to transform Iran from the, what you'd have to say, autocracy into a republic. He was pulled out of office by the CIA and the MI6. Why, and is that the beginning of the trouble?
Well, I think it's hard to talk to an Iranian and say what is the beginning of the trouble, because we will go back centuries and centuries. We have a very long view of history. So I'm tempted to go back even further, but I think this will make sense for the listeners to start here. There's a few competing theories about why Mossadegh was removed from power, why there was a coup against him. So I'll bring a few reasons and some things that we've learned through our research. One, he was popular among the Iranian people. Why was he popular? Because he wanted to nationalize oil. So at this moment, oil, there was the Anglo-Iranian oil company where oil was being extracted from Iran. And the Iranian workers that were working there really did live in slums. And so, you know, we see a classic, you know, colonial moment at play here. He wanted to nationalize this. This obviously made the, Western powers very nervous of, you know, Iran accessing this on their own. That was one part of it. Another part, we were in a moment where there was, you know, Red Scare, fear of communism. And so there was this whole narrative trumped up that didn't have reality to what was going on in the ground, but that he was, that there was this wave of communism from the Tudeh party and we need to contain this. That was kind of the US's move. And so you kind of see these two Western powers at play here. And again, I want to note he was very popular. That's very threatening to the West as well when Iran is trying to, you know, reshape its history, right, and reshape its place in the world and its autonomy. And something that I learned when looking at this period of time was that he, you know, this all of this interference that was happening, Mossadegh apparently knew that something was afoot. There were radio stations and, that were very negative towards him. There were all these pamphlets handed out that were very negative towards him. And he knew, had a sense that there was some type of foreign intervention, but he said, freedom of the press is so important that I'm not going to get in the way of this. And I thought that was a very prescient thing to learn and kind of speaks to, you know, a little bit of the time that we're in now as well.
Instead, the CIA and the MI6 restored what they called a dynasty, the Pahlavi dynasty, which itself had been installed by the Brits following the breakup of the Ottoman Empire at the end of the Great War, so that what was instead of a government of the people was a government of Washington and London. That led to a separation that was never healed between the son of the original Pahlavi and calling himself the Shah and the Iranian people. That sets up the conditions for 1979. Is that too much of a capsule for our storytelling? The alienation that the people felt never really went away, and therefore there was reason to turn to a rescuer, which looked in 1979 to be the Ayatollah. Is that too simple?
Well, I don't think it's too simple. I think Iranians absolutely were feeling the pains of foreign interference. They felt that in the coup in 1953. They had felt that, you know, at the turn of the 20th century, you know, that this was something that was happening in the country. And so there was a need for a popular, you know, the people wanted to rise up. And I mean, even if we think about just a few years before the revolution, the Pahlavi dynasty, you know, the Shah held a really lavish party at Persepolis, at Takht-e Jamshid, the site of our ancient ruins, a really beautiful historical place, and held this lavish party while Iranians were starving. So there were peacocks, like all these world leaders were there. And I think even Iranians, the people seeing that and hearing that, I think that also fueled the disconnect of our leader is not paying attention to our needs. Right. And look at this lavish party that he is throwing.
So we're going to turn to the revolution that becomes the driver for the brutality we started with. And there's more. The book is For the Sun After Long Nights, the story of Iran's women-led uprising. This is CBS Eye on the World with Nilo Tabrizi to help me through this next bit about the brutality.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.